Well, hey everybody, welcome to the Park Ridge Presbyterian Church online service. We are so grateful to be spending the time with you whenever you might be watching this service. My name is Josh Erickson, and I'm one of the pastors of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church, and I'm so excited to have this time with you. Hey, if you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, I hope you'll do that so that you can stay in the loop when we have new videos coming out. And it's one of the ways to get to see more of the, a lot of the exciting things going on in our life together. Well, today we're continuing our Inspired Summer Sermon Series, and we hope today that you learn something about who Jesus is, and because of who Jesus is, who God wants us to be. Well, hey friends, we are excited for the summer of 2026 because we are going to be part of a pilot program, a pilot experience that we're codenaming the Inspire Project. What is the Inspire Project? The Inspire Project is going to be a 10-week sermon series and 10-week small group curriculum that works together that is meant to help us get inspired as we explore faith, hope, and God's dream for everyone. We are excited about offering this opportunity to have a deeper look at what it looks like to have an open-minded, inclusive, and heaven-on-earth-focused faith that is something that we can be excited about and, as you might guess, inspired to share with our friends and family and the people we care about most. We do hope that this will then inspire us to help invite others to be a part of helping God's dream come true, and if it works, to invite them to be a part of a church and maybe even our church. So as we turn to the inspired message for this week, we hope that this time really does inspire you to help you explore your faith, hope, and God's dream for everyone. In our world, there are so many temporary things. I mean, in fact, actually, there are so many temporary things because things have become so instant that things go here and there and everywhere so fast. And this has been true forever because humanity and life on this earth is ultimately temporary in the bigger sense. But as time feels like it's getting shorter and shorter and compressing more and more, and when things are so instant that we can send messages across the world almost instantaneously, I realize that electronic communication does take actual time to get from here to the other side of the world. But when we think about it, one of the things that feels so real about our world today is that everything feels so temporary, and everything at times can feel so subjective. Now, there's nothing wrong with things being temporary or subjective in and of itself, but it leaves us with a loose footing on things that matter to us sometimes. We wonder what's going to be here tomorrow. We wonder who's going to be here tomorrow. We wonder what's going to happen in the future in a way that feels very different now than maybe it felt a few years ago or in an era gone by, because things are temporary because they are so transitional in many ways. And because of that, when we come up against something that is eternal, or we hope it is or believe it is, when we come up against something that is trustworthy, and when we encounter these things, we want to hope that they are eternal. We want to cling to them as eternal. And we want to understand that not everything is temporary. Not everything is instant. Some things are the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And one of those things is Jesus. Jesus is, in a beautiful way, the same that Jesus has ever been, as Jesus is right now, as what Jesus will be in the future. Jesus is eternal and is consistent. Now, as a Christian, as people who hold the Christian beliefs, at the core of the Christian faith are these convictions about who Jesus is, and one of them is that Jesus is eternal. Now, you might be saying to yourself, what does that mean, and how do we know that's true, or how do we have an idea that that's even true? Because these things are sometimes beyond our comprehension and full of mystery. And this is one of those very core Christian beliefs that is very inspiring to me, and I hope inspiring to many people, as we think about what it does mean to share faith, hope, and God's love and God's dream for everyone, because it's rooted in this very belief that Jesus is not just eternal, but that Jesus is God. And this is something that I believe, and this is something that I hold to, and this is something that there are days where I don't know exactly how I hold this belief so close and so dear to my heart, but I'm glad that I do, and there's some days where I doubt it. But what I do know is that one of the great hopes we have in the Christian faith is that Jesus is God, and because of that, Jesus is eternal. Now, where we hear about this in the most poetic and prolific form, perhaps in all of Scripture, is in this Gospel of John. You've heard of Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, I know. But in the Gospel of John, in chapter 1, there is a beautiful statement of who Jesus is. And it says in particular there that Jesus is the Word made flesh. Now, I'm going to get technical for just a second here, so hang with me. What that is saying is that Jesus is the Word, or the Greek word there is the Logos, and that Jesus is eternal, and Jesus is God. It says in there that Jesus in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. That's John chapter 1, verse 1. It's actually what we celebrate at Christmas, is that Jesus came into the world. And the Bible way that it frames it up there is that the Word, which is Jesus, was God and has been there from the beginning. And Jesus is the Word, and he was with God from the beginning. Now, this claim here is very vital for us as Christians. It's a claim because what it means is that Jesus is God and that Jesus is co-eternal with God. And it further goes to say that Jesus co-created with God as well in this particular place. Now, we have to remember and be reminded on occasion that this was written down after Jesus lived and died and was resurrected and promised to come again. And that means that the writers of John and all the Gospels and all of the New Testament were wrestling with what does it mean that they believed that Jesus was the Messiah? What does it mean that Jesus claimed to be the Son of God and that Jesus said he would die and come back and did it? What does it mean? What does all that mean? And what they said is what it must mean, and what we hold to be true, is that Jesus is God, that Jesus is co-eternal, co-equal, and co-creating with God from the beginning. Now, if that sounds a little confusing, it's because it is. And if that sounds a little mysterious, it's because it is. And if this sounds like a thing you maybe have heard before, it's probably because you may have. But if you're not sure about what this all means together, this is the beginnings of how we understand who God is. In particular, when you add in the reality and the hope of the Holy Spirit being together, what that means is we are loved by what we say as the triune God, the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. And to say that they are co-equal, and to say that they are co-creators, and to say that they are co-eternal means that nothing about them is conditional or temporary. And that everything that's true about God is true about Jesus, and everything that's true about the Holy Spirit is true about Jesus, and everything that's true about the Holy Spirit is true about God, and vice versa. And that means that they are not temporary. That means that God is the same forever, that God is now, and God will be. And what that means is we can trust in this God. What it means for us is that we have this perfect image of what relationship looks like. Can we do it perfectly? No. Did they do it perfectly? Do they do it perfectly? Will they do it perfectly? Absolutely. But because of that, we have an inspiration and we have a hope and a promise to follow forward about God's eternal nature, which most importantly is that God is eternally loving. And that is what we can hold on to. That God, that Jesus, that the Holy Spirit are eternally loving. And if they are in perfect relationship with one another, and if we want to have relationships with others and with ourselves even, that is imaged after them, that means we want to be eternally loving as well. Now, can you and I as human beings be eternally loving? Not in the sense that God can, but it does mean that we can pursue being eternally loving to the people in our lives and when it applies to ourselves as well, by being similar in these ways, by being equal with others, by being co-creative with others, and by being willing to embrace eternity with one another. Now, that is a lot of things to say about what we're looking for each other. So let me simplify that a little further. If God is co-eternal, if God is eternal and eternally love, then we want to pursue every bit of our lives to be loving and kind and hopeful. When we do that, we emulate who God wants us to be, and we bring that forward in our lives. When we say that we are that God is co-equal, what that means for us as human beings, as we relate to each other, is that we need to see every single person as being intrinsically equal and intrinsically valid because of themselves, because they exist. That everyone who exists as a human being has every single validity, every single right, every single sense to be loved because they just are, because they're here. And that no one person is inherently better than another. And that means we need to try to treat each other equally and equitably as best we can. And why? Because God is equal. There's no hierarchy between God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. They all need each other in some way, because without one each other, they're incomplete. And in a very real way, without the people in your life, you are incomplete. Every one of us needs somebody in our lives. People think they can do this on their own. People think, especially in this world of AI and delivery that and Instacart that and Instagram who and what, I'm saying some of those things to try to be funny. We think we can run this solo, but we can't. We're made for relationship. We need to connect. And to do that, we need to treat people as equals. And the other piece there is that God co-created the world and existence with Jesus and with the Holy Spirit, which means we are called to co-create our world with the people around us. That we can't build the lives that we want without other people. We can't help God's dream come true without other people. If there's one thing I think we can hopefully all agree on, is that God's dream come true isn't somebody living by themselves on an island with everything that they need to survive and everybody else not surviving. What we can see there is a much more beautiful picture of what it looks like to co-create God's dream come true for one and all. And when we do that, we live into the fact that God wants us to co-create a future that is a blessing for one and all and not just some. I hope that when you hear those things, they are inspiring to you, because they are inspiring to me. Because as I started off our time together saying, what we want is something that we can put our hope and our confidence in. And the things that we should put our hope and confidence in are not temporary, but they are lasting. And maybe even everlasting or eternal. Jesus calls us to love God and love others. And Jesus said that to us, and this is the cornerstone of part of the Christian faith. Jesus said that because God is love. And if Jesus is God, then we know Jesus is love, and that's who we're called to be too. So when we celebrate the fact that Jesus is the Son of God, when we hold out hope that it is God come made flesh, let's remember that that flesh showed us love, showed us that perfect love that we are called to share with others in our lives. Would you please pray with me? Holy God, in a very particular way today, we give you thanks that you are the same today as you were yesterday, and that you are the same that you are today will be tomorrow. And God, we give you thanks for this, because we know of this is true of you. It means it's true of Jesus. It's true of your Spirit. And as these things are true for you, that means we know you hope they'll become more true of us as it can be. God, we thank you that you are a God of perfect relationship in and of yourself. And God, help us to thrive from that inspiration, not because we will reach perfection in this life, but because when we aspire to be like you, we end up being the most loving and caring people we can. God, help us to be people who are inspired by your love so that we can inspire others to experience and share that love as well. We pray this in your name. Amen.